So music from Desmond and the Tutus on MFM 92.6. Move to the music, bringing us to exactly 3:15 on a Wednesday. You definitely know what time it is.
Time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department.
Very much correct. We have Tian in studio. We missed you last week, eh?
Yeah, it's just a pop-up. We'll be in this week, and there's some interesting stuff to talk about.
Yes, let's get straight
amidst
into
all
it.
The stresses and stuff on campus, let's just chill down and get some geeking to you. Okay.
Definitely.
Okay, let's look this week quickly at 5 easy ways to save data on your smartphone. Now, that's one of the biggest sort of problems with smartphones is they're quite data intensive, and we get a lot of complaints about it and questions asked on Twitter and wherever, emails through the Student Hub and whatnot. So we thought we'll just mention a few. Firstly, which is quite cool, especially if you've got an Android phone, you've got Google Chrome on there, and the Google Chrome has a data saver mode, which is quite cool. It's using Chrome like you normally would on a PC, the browser.
Yes.
And what this does, it doesn't even download it won't download screenshots, it won't download photographs or anything like that. It'll save the data. It'll literally just download the text. So if you're busy using your phone for research, let's say you're just looking for text or books or whatever, you know, stuff that you need to research, but you don't need all the photos and that all of the time. And that's what's nice about the Chrome Data Saver. It does small stuff like that. It also uses cookies differently, so it won't continuously re-download and refresh the page. It allows you to actually save it offline as well, which is quite cool. So
that's
one of the stuff.
Love that.
But that, obviously, that has to be said that you have to be surfing quite a lot on your smartphone, which these days we do.
Yes,
right? These
definitely.
Days it's a mobile computer. We are surfing and researching. That's the end of that. Secondly, use offline YouTube videos. Okay, that's quite cool. So YouTube's got the option with your Google phone now. To watch it later. But in the watch it later, you've got an extra setting that you can actually download those YouTube. You install a little small little app that allows you to, and it's legal to download and watch it later, which is quite nice. So you're still paying for the data the first time, but you do that at home or wherever you've got Wi-Fi, and you can watch it later.
Yeah, I see. Yeah? That's a smart plan.
Quite cool. Very importantly, and I've used this before, is you can actually go to Google Maps and download offline maps. You don't have to be on data. You just have to have your GPS online. That's on, so you can put your data off. But if you go and you go down to the Western Cape, let's say Western Cape or Stellenbosch Maps, you can use it offline. You don't need data to be on for that.
That is incredible.
That's
actually
quite
cool. That, yes.
Yeah, and you go to the Google Maps on your phone, and you simply say, again, when you're on Wi-Fi, simply say download offline, and there we go. You've got it on your phone and save it to your phone. Obviously, you're going to probably have to do it once a year or once every second year if the new road's being built to that. But you don't need to do it once a week. Obviously
no,
not.
Obviously
it's
not.
It's a map, right?
Yes.
It's quite cool. I've used it, and I actually continuously use it.
I think I'm going to use this one, actually.
Yeah,
this is my favorite.
Yeah, and it does have quite a bit of data. That one especially. Okay, then quickly identify and remove data intensive apps. You can do that through your Android settings. You can actually go to and see what's using your data, and obviously turn
those apps on the background type of thing.
Take that off, stop it, don't allow it to. You don't need to know every 3 minutes what your mom's doing on Facebook. Just turn it off. You know, that's sort of data intensive, especially stuff that pushes notifications to your phone. It's intensive, it does add up. Okay, so take that off. And obviously, disable any auto-updating apps. Or switch it to update via Wi-Fi.
Via Wi-Fi,
only.
Yes.
Yeah,
I
you know
do
that.
That.
One.
Yeah. I
use that's
that
one. That's a smart way to do it. That keeps your phone up to date, because I'm quite aware of that, especially for security reasons. Keep your phone up to date. However, only update when I'm on Wi-Fi. Bob's your uncle.
Listen, Dian, these tips are very useful, because I think 2 weeks ago we had this conversation about data must fall and that.
Exactly.
And Parliament being involved in all of this.
Exactly.
Because it's very useful. We
and
all
unfortunately
need this.
In South Africa, we are paying an arm and a leg for data. Oh. Let's be honest. I'll just give my 2 cents in
those,
there as well.
Yeah, I'm still not over those findings that we pay like over 50, 100%
more? No, it's like
more?
70, 80% more than most.
Shucks.
Yeah, okay. Let's not even go there, because that gets me going. Okay, so secondly, looking at smartphones of the future, they could all be free, right? So the last few, let's say 8, 9 years, we've been accustomed to advertisements running in free apps, and that you're sort of used to it by now. You're even seeing ads on Google, on YouTube, if you're watching a video. Right, that's how those guys make money. You sort of just skip through it and it's there. So the same effect that's being done in India, where because smartphones are so expensive and computers are so expensive, so, you know, people don't really have a way to connect to the internet. So what companies are doing, and they're taking smartphones, entry-level stuff, and they're just adding some more adverts onto the native operating system of the Android or the Android phone. And it's got apps in it that's built in, and if you scare through it, you get the phone free.
Wow.
So, okay, obviously, obviously, I must admit, ads do bother me quite a bit. I don't know if this will work for me, but for someone who has no choice or no money for a phone at all, obviously this is a bargain.
Yes, definitely.
Because, yeah, it's a bit of a schlep going through it and getting a pop-up every now and then. It won't be continuous, obviously, also not, but it'll be smart advertising.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll do exactly the same like you'll find in most apps. It'll just be on your phone. So, yeah, I think for the greater populace, that might be an awesome...
I think the thing we need to understand is that it's free.
It's
so,
free.
Hey, yeah, and it's smartphone. We like free things, yes.
And smartphone, they're talking about like 2 years ago is top of the range. So it's still a bloody good phone.
Mm.
Okay, so 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago about, yeah, 2 weeks ago, the biggest hack ever recorded. YouTube was hacked and 500 million, that's a half a billion records were hacked. I didn't even know Yahoo had so many users left, but a half a billion accounts were hacked. Half a billion. Interestingly enough, we don't use Yahoo that often in South Africa any longer.
No.
But especially the French African countries and France itself and a lot of the French colonies use Yahoo because obviously it means something different in French. They still use Yahoo very, very vividly. It's also used quite commonly in the States still with AT&T being a part and all that.
Mm.
They were hacked. 500 million accounts were hacked. I mean, I've still got two or three Yahoo accounts flying around. And obviously, you want to change your password on that as soon as possible. Make sure that if you're not using it more, you know, just send them a mail saying to close the account because it's just a security vulnerability. You put in something there 2 years ago that you've forgotten about, some ID photo, some whatever, some bank account, that's traceable. So rather just close the account and get out of it.
Listen, Tian, I don't want to throw any shade, but doesn't Yahoo need intervention? Come on.
Look, I'll be honest with you, that was a coordinated attack. They say something like 150 hackers around the world conglomerated to get this hack done. So that is not whole impressive. And obviously, the name cannot be said who we believe it might be because they obviously are anonymous people. So the name, but we can't mention the name.
Okay.
Just on that side, another big internet giant, Google, celebrated its 18th birthday last week, Tuesday. Mm. 18th.
Yes.
And I was quite shocked. And to this day, they're still the second largest web-based company in the world. Obviously,
after Apple.
Ah, you'd think so. No.
Really?
No, Apple's like fifth or sixth. No, Google's second only to Amazon, believe it or not. Yes, sir. Amazon's still the biggest. Yes, still the biggest web-based company in the world.
Mm.
And obviously one of the strongest, too. And then brings us to our last thing. We mentioned earlier this year that Apple Macs, I'm so glad you mentioned Apple Macs, that Apple Macs these days aren't that safe anymore, like it used to be. You get viruses and Trojans and stuff. Okay, so there's a new Trojan doing the rounds. I'm just going to tell you about it quick. It's called Complex with a K. It's a Russian Trojan. And what this does is it executes and it can actually download, execute, and delete files from your infected Mac. And you know what they do is they point you to a Russian Federation, Space Federation website, which is a legit website.
Yes.
And you get on there and it's a script. So if you're into space exploration, you're viewing NASA and Russian space and the Kazakhstan space stuff. So that's quite cool. You get live feeds. It's actually quite nice.
Yes.
And there's a lot of people on campus using it for data because they offer the data free to you, you know, research data. And
yes, yeah.
But you go to that site, you're going to get this thing if you're on a Mac. It's called Complex with a K. Watch out. Please make sure that you do run antivirus software on your Mac. I know it sounds weird, but do it and make sure it's updated. This thing is like the cryptovirus for Windows PCs. It will not... It will take your whole PC down.
Yeah, it really feels counterintuitive to use antivirus on your Mac. Eh? Some people feel like that. I also feel like that.
Obviously, it's Unix, you know, so like you don't need it. But let me tell you that those days are gone. There's a lot of smart guys out there that do wrongful stuff, hurtful stuff.
So stay safe, yeah.
So just stay safe and yeah, please get antivirus on your Mac, your iPad, whatever, and make sure it's updated. Okay, that's it.
Thank you so much, Tian. You can find them, as always, on Twitter.
On Twitter, it's ITStellenUni, or you can tweet me at Tian_IT. I'd like to hear any questions, any remarks. Mm. Let us know.
Via the ICT department. Thank you so much. Back again next week, Wednesday at 3:15.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter at ITStellenUni.